Our locker room chats, they continue here tonight on KNZA. I'm Brandon Tamil. We're talking Troy Hoops, and the girls basketball coach and Derek Jasper joins us for a few minutes. Brought to you by Exchange Bank, Troy Booster Club, John's Market. Also want to thank RN Seed, Ryan and Megan Grable, and Anderson Meats as well, making these possible each and every week for our listeners. And coach, it's always been a struggle when you have to work through the weather, and that's been the case this week, and postponements in your last two games, and it's been a while since you guys have hit the floor, and you guys are trying to keep that momentum from the 24 portion of the schedule, but just talk about the challenges and just trying to navigate these last few days and working around the weather here in Northeast Kansas.
Yeah, certainly out of our control, and nothing we can do about it. We were supposed to go to Blue Valley Randolph on Saturday, January 4, and didn't make that trip because a little fearful about what it was going to be like on the way home, and that ended up being a great decision. And then I didn't go to Jackson Heights last night, and of course nobody was in school, and that was going to be impossible too. So the challenge for our AD, finding makeup dates, and you know, you're going to have some games where you play, you're going to have some weeks, I mean, where you play three games in a week now, and that's just nothing we can do about that. But it is going to be a long time between when we won up at D-West to when we play Friday here at home against ACCHS. So I've had a few practices, of course, in between all that, but can't really simulate a game-type activity. So hoping, you know, we're not too rusty when we tip it off here Friday night.
Yeah, let's talk about that game right before the break back on December 20th, kind of a marquee matchup in our area, and you guys put together a quality performance, winning on the road 57-35. Just one, the momentum going into the break had to feel good with that win. But that Donovan West team, they are solid and are going to be towards the top of this thing in the TVL. Probably once it's all said and done, but just how nice was it to see your team perform the way they did at D-West right before the break?
It was good. Donovan West, a very good team, and like you say, going to be really good here the rest of this season, but we came out and performed well, and I wasn't sure how the game was going to go. I knew it was going to be a challenge physically for us and athletically because they were the most physical, most athletic team we played up to that point, and came out and had a good start, got off to a great beginning, a great first half. We were at 30-9 at halftime, and you know, D-West didn't shoot the ball well from three, and then it's going to be a little harder to score against our zone, and some nights they were going to make a bunch of those, and this night we just happened to be lucky and they didn't hit a bunch from three. So best part about the game was probably our balance in the scoring. That you know, Harper had scored over 50% of our points in every game up until this one, and we really got some balanced scoring, three people in double figures. Harper did have 21, but get Gracie Grable with 11 and Allie Franken with 11. Macy Grable, Emerson Weber with 5, and Allison Grable with 4. So some scoring balance that we hadn't seen yet to that point. So that was kind of the difference in the game. Our other girls stepping up and scoring, and we took good care of the basketball. Only had 9 turnovers, and that's something you got to do against D-West because they like to get going, you know, get going up and down the floor from steals and missed shots, and we did a good job of stopping them in transition for the most part.
Yeah, and we've talked about, you know, throughout our shows, you know, getting that balance, you know, outside of Harper, and it seems like some of these girls are just kind of taking that next step and providing some extra boost, particularly on the offensive end. But, you know, now we hope to get back to it on Friday. You guys have a home tilt with ACCHS inside league play. They got arguably, you know, we talk about Harper maybe being the best player in the league. You know, I think you can make the same case for Kenzie Bowerly, who they have over at Atchison County. She's just a tremendous athlete and just does a little bit of everything. So one of the marquee players in this league you guys are going to see on Friday night.
Yeah, and I didn't know her. Of course, we've been in the Twin Valley League. I didn't know her, and we saw her this summer, and I thought, man, what a great player she looks like. And then saw them a little bit at our Jamboree, and she, you know, lived up to the billing, and I think she's even cranked it up a little bit. I mean, we know about her, and I've seen some of what she's done, and I think they got a bad break losing their tall girl, the Martin girl, to a messed up knee, so that will hurt them a little bit size-wise. But yeah, we'll certainly have to put a focus on the Bowerly girl, and they've got some other girls that are capable of beating us too. They've played some good games here, had a tight game with Marhill Mount Academy, I think, here after the, in the new year, and that's the only game they've played, so they've played one. So they've kind of got one game out of the way for them, and we're going to be playing our first one back. So going to be a real challenge. Coach Eck is going to do a good job with those girls, and certainly have to focus on the Bowerly girl. I've been super impressed with her.
There it is, Derek Jasper, Troy girls basketball coach, looking to get that first game in 2025. They will be at home on Friday against Atchison County. That'll be our feature broadcast on KNZA 103.9 FM. Coach, we always appreciate it. We'll see you Friday, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks a lot, Brandon. Appreciate it.